Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
You're listening to WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News on WRCO FM is sponsored by Utter Brothers Creamery. Lots of options, hand-dipped and soft-serve ice cream, and a full menu of food as well. And by Pratt's Funeral and Cremation Service. Pratt Funeral Home has been serving Wisconsin area families for years. They're honored to be a part of the rich history of this community and plan to be a part of it for many years to come.
Warm up your taste buds at Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel. They've got delicious homemade soups now available, sold by the bowl or pint. Craving something comforting? Try their chicken noodle or hearty chili, perfect for chilly days. And don't forget the cheesy broccoli and bacon cheeseburger soups for a unique twist. Pair your soup with tasty snacks like mac and cheese bites or pretzel bites with cheese. Utter Brothers is your go-to for delicious homemade goodness. Call them at 608-391-3120 and come on down to Boscobel today.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal judge called President Trump's invocation of the Alien Enemies Act troublesome and problematic during a Friday hearing over those deportations of suspected Venezuelan gang members. The president, though, distanced himself from the order.
I don't know when it was signed because I didn't sign it. Other people handled it. But Marco Rubio has done a great job, and he wanted him out, and we go along with that.
Legendary boxer and businessman George Foreman is dead. He won a gold medal in the 1968 Olympics. He lost to Muhammad Ali in the 1974 Rumble in the Jungle and regained the world heavyweight title at age 45. He also made millions licensing his name to the George Foreman Grill. Heathrow Airport is fully operational, reopened after an electrical substation fire shut the airport for about 18 hours. And the Vatican says Pope Francis will appear from the Rome Hospital for a greeting and blessing Sunday. He's been hospitalized for more than a month. This is ABC News. Elon Musk visited the Pentagon Friday, but did not attend any meetings about China. Both President Trump and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth pushed back on a New York Times report that Musk was getting a briefing on war plans. ABC's Martha Raddatz said that was not the only event Friday featuring the president and secretary.
Trump and Hegseth also announced that Boeing won the $20 million contract for the Air Force's next generation fighter jet, which will be called the F-47.
The generals picked a title, and it's a beautiful number, F-47.
Trump is, of course, the nation's 47th president. 1947 was also the year that the Air Force was established as a separate service.
If you filled out an NCAA tournament bracket, it's most likely busted. The NCAA says the number of perfect brackets left in the men's tournament down to 81 out of 34 million. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
According to meteorologist Tony Schumacher, today sunny to partly cloudy by later afternoon, a high of 42. For tonight, cloudy, breezy, a 50% chance of light rain well after midnight, maybe mixing with some wet snow or sleet, a low at 33. Occasional rain showers on Sunday, breezy with a high of 47. Breezy and chilly Sunday night, light snow showers, 28 for a low. Monday, early clouds, gusty winds, and a little nicer in the afternoon with sunshine, a high of 44. And Tuesday, day partly to mostly cloudy, a 30% chance of a few sprinkles and flurries, with a high temperature at 47 degrees.
You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
He's pounding down, Lord,
say can be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Time is kind of like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run. Old Smokey's got them ears on. He's hot on your trail. He ain't gonna rest till you're in jail. So you got to dodge him, you got to duck him. You gotta keep that diesel trucking. Just put that hammer down and give it hell. Eastbound and down, are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch your bandit run.
Look out, Smokey and the Bandit. Gary Reed, eastbound and down. 707, the worst floor and home thermometer. Oh, we have a new morning low. We're down to 23. We'll top off near 42. Here's Willie with Leanne.
Counted the stars on the 4th of July, wishing we were rockets bursting into the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind. As the sun sank west of the Mendocino County line, orchestrated paradise, couldn't make you stay. You dance with the horses through the sands of time. As the sun sinks west of the Mendocino County line. I have these pictures and I keep these photographs. rockets bursting in the sky, talking about redemption and leaving things behind.
That's Willie Nelson and the first of two in a row from Lee Ann Womack. It's an entertainment time travel journey. A look at this week in entertainment history. It's about 10 minutes away. It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
She made such a thin little target. I couldn't be happier on my own, but I've got the slightest of a jealous bone. Seeing her with him tends to enlarge it.
WRCO Studios, powered by the energy and reliability of Meyer Oil and LP. Tune in and feel the warmth of our shared community spirit.
There's a new kind of music going round. It's known as the boogie grass sound. So grab your partner and swing her around and dance to the boogie grass sound. I love
too. Taught me how to sing and play for you. I got bluegrass in my soul and rhythm in my feet. So dance to the boogie grass beat. I love to hear Bill sing about Kentucky and the Allman Brothers.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states and situations.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, April 3rd at the Muscadet Auction Yard. This auction features multiple farm lines and an impressive lineup of John Deere tractors, tillage equipment, livestock trailers, skid loaders, attachments, and more. This is a huge auction, one of the biggest we've ever had. Taking consignments up till Tuesday, April 1st, the Muscadet Area Equipment Auction, Thursday, April 3rd at the Muscadet Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
This is CNN.
It's time right now for a look at this week in entertainment history. Brought to you by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center. Stocking filters, wipers, batteries, oil, brakes, and more. And by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency with five generations of continual service. Being independent, Richards can sell a number of top insurance companies seeking to service their clients' needs. Today's history lesson is coming up next.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
This week in entertainment history, it's a weekly time travel journey of entertainment proportions. And today we travel back to 1998. This week in 1998, the movie Titanic won 11 Academy Awards, or Oscars. In 2010, Monty Hall began a guest host gig on Let's Make a Deal. He stuck around for an entire week. This week in 2010, Stevie Wonder's tribute to Duke Ellington, Sir Duke, was released in 1977. John Denver's TV special, Thank God I'm a Country Boy, also aired in 1977 on the ABC network. Bob Costas was born in 1952, Stephanie Mills, 1957, and Matthew Modine, 1959. American movie star James Stewart from It's a Wonderful Life would fly his 12th combat mission over Berlin in 1944. Barbara Streisand appeared on the cover of New York Times Magazine section in 1964. And basketball great Marcus Camby was born in 1974. We have a big birthday to tell you about during our Rabbit Ears Memory coming up next.
Calling all gearheads and DIYers. Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel has got you covered. Hurry in and grab Seafoam products starting at just $8.79 each. And keep your engine purring with True Fuel starting at only $7.49 each. But remember, these amazing prices are only available until April 30th. Don't miss out on the chance to save big on the brands you trust. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts today and rev up your savings.
A look at entertainment history has been sponsored today by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Boscobel and Richland Center, and by Richards Insurance, an independent insurance agency.
This has been a Filmways presentation, darling.
Today's Rabbit Ears Memory celebrates a very special birthday. He went to space, and he played on a space-based television show. William Shatner, a Canadian actor, was born today in 1931, best known for his role as Captain Kirk on Star Trek, the original series.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its five-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
We
little life on the farm was kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. Days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's low, pull out my fiddle and I'm rosin up the bow. Kids are asleep, so I keep a catalog. And thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't take it very good. So I fiddle when I can, work when I should. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Hungry fool. Rather have my fiddle and my farm and tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah. The day he died, and he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said to live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. And thank God, oh, a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. Taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God, I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle.
From Keysville to Ithaca to Little Willow. Thank God I'm a country boy. That's John Denver. And of course, we're just telling you during our look at This Week in Entertainment History that his Thank God I'm a Country Boy TV special aired this date in 1977 on the ABC television network. Birthdays and anniversaries are coming your way next.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your Ryder, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
From a lost and found, we have found a golden retriever male puppy. Followed this guy home this morning. Has a black harness on as well as a black and white checkered collar. Located in the west side of Richland Center. If you are missing your golden retriever male puppy, you can phone 604-5853.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee. I'll be on the radio Saturday night. Hopefully I don't scratch the finish. We'll be rocking and rolling, reminiscing the best of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s coming your way. On Those Were the Days, we'll stop and park for a time in 1977. The Solid Gold Dancers will be here singing karaoke.
Watch that scene, digging the dancing queen.
But don't let that scare you away. We're going to shut off their microphones. WRCO's Those Were the Days on Saturday night. We'll be flashing back with all of your requests and trivia whenever you hear the magic cowbell. Our program is sponsored by A&W of Boscobel, Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales, Center Cinema, along with Inspired Innovation Salon, Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Vitesnik Power Sports, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. Join us between 6 and midnight Saturday night for Those Were the Days.
Time right now to take a look at birthdays and anniversaries on this Saturday, March 22nd, 2025 get-together brought to you by the great folks in Black Earth at the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox in Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Well, it's time to jump in and take a look at who is celebrating. We have a note here to wish a very happy birthday to Old Lady Dagenhart from your friend, Old Lady Olson. Hope you have a great day today. Here's an anniversary wish for Lindsay and Zachary Swenson from Five Points Lutheran Church. Troy Maloney is celebrating a birthday, that note, from Park Street Christian Church today. Happy 45th wedding anniversary to Rod and Sherry Klingeman. We love you. From Rachel, Dan, Kaylee, Kyler, Alex, Tucker, and Ruby. Chad Williamson, hope you have a great birthday and enjoy your weekend with lots of love from Mom. Here's one for Chad, going out to Chad Williamson, with love from Caleb, Skyler, Emma, Melanie, Brooke. They all hope you have a great day. Happy birthday wishes to Dan Theed today. Hope you have a great day from your brother, Tim. Uncle Butch and Aunt Margaret would like to wish a very happy anniversary to Scott and Stephanie Keys. An anniversary going out to Lindsay and Zach Swenson from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Also going out to Scott and Stephanie Keys from Dave and Anita. I'd like to wish my brother Bob Wetzel a very happy birthday. That from Lori and Dean this morning. Terry Richards makes the Bloom City Town Crier from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Terry Richards, Tom Smith, Brett Severson all celebrating today. Beulah Wesleyan Church would like to wish Rochelle Gruner a very happy birthday today. Bob and Heidi, best wishes going out to Terry Richards. Have a great day. Happy 45th anniversary to my high school sweetheart with love from Rod. From the Muscadet Blue River and the Voc Alliance Club, Dean and Karen Tisdale are celebrating today. Hope you have a great day. Muscadet, Blue River, and the Voc Alliance Club folks wishing the best anniversary wishes to Dean and to Karen Tisdale. And from the Richland Center Lions Club, Bryson Clarkson, Brock Lewis, Kaylee Joe Lewis, and Ed Hoskin all celebrating today. And of course, if you are celebrating in the area, we'd like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM. Have a great day.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone, digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry, and I found our wedding rings. I put mine on my finger, and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. But I'm resurrecting memories of love that's dead and gone. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I went through the closet and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet I'm not, I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones. Exhuming things that's better left alone.
That's classic Randy Travis.
I'm resurrecting memories.
And digging up bones.
Sitting alone. Good night, I'm sitting alone.
Hope your weekend's going well and you have great plans. This is your weekend wake up, 7:45. Caitlin O'Connell is in. She'll have your morning newscast. The Wirtz Floor Home Thermometer showing 23. And so far, that is our new morning low. We should top out somewhere near 42 today.
Why should you join Simon's Recreation Complex? It's not about their modern equipment or great exercise classes or even the comfy swimming pool. It's about how you can get the best out of your 50-plus body now and for the rest of your life. If you think taking part in the programs offered at Simon's Recreation Complex would be just for young people, it's time to rethink that notion. As we get older, it's more important than ever to keep moving. For people who are not active, even a small amount of exercise can have healthy benefits. And if you're already healthy, staying active helps you build extra muscle, reserve, and flexibility to recover more quickly if you do get sick. Exercise is not only for your body, it can also be beneficial for your brain. Exercise has been shown to decrease depression and anxiety as well as improve and preserve awareness. Stop by Simon's Recreation Complex at 1250 Simon Circle in Richland Center, or call them at 647-8522. You can also visit simonsrec.com to see how they can help you retain your quality of life.
Your fuel partner for upcoming planting season, make sure your equipment is ready to roll with quality fuel and lubes from Meyer Oil and LP of Reedsburg. With flexible delivery options and competitive pricing, we provide diesel, gasoline, and bulk lubes, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Wishing farmers a safe and successful planting season, call Meyer Oil and LP today at 608-524-3914.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
At 7:45, we'll hand things off to Caitlin O'Connell, part of your weekend wake up. It'll be our morning newscast. Right now, it's King George.
Really shouldn't be doing this, and we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make you need to lie.
This kind of talk will lead us to somewhere. We're getting with you, coast to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. Only an isolated incident, but the acquaintance left me stunned. The first attraction was the hardest hit I thought I'd ever overcome. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Say our goodbyes real fast. Won't even think about a farewell kiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Well, we really shouldn't be doing this. And we both know why. Just being close enough to think like this, enough to make me have to lie. This kind of talk can lead us to somewhere. We're getting way too close to going there. The farther off, the better to resist. We really shouldn't be doing this. This kind of situation has to pass. This chance encounter has to be the last. To take it farther, we would be remiss. We really shouldn't be doing this. Won't even think about a goodbye kiss.
We shouldn't be doing this. Reminiscing back to high school times. Mr. Thede, can I borrow a pencil? Bring your own pencil, kid. This is Hoyt Ashton going out to Mr. Thede. It's Della and the Dealer.
It was Della and a dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left the city in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true. It rolled out west with a wild sunsets and the coyote bays at the moon. Della and the dealer and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo.
That cat would talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Down Tucson way there's a small cafe where they play a little cowboy tune. And the guitar picker was a friend of mine by the name of Randy Boone. Yeah, Randy played her a sweet love song and Della got a fire in her eyes. The dealer had a knife and the dog had a gun and the cat had a shot of rye. That cat could talk, what tales he'd tell about Della and the dealer and the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. The dealer was a killer, he was evil and mean, and he was jealous of the fire in her eyes. He snorted his coke, threw a century note, and he swore that Boone would die. And the stage was set when the lights went out, there was death in Tucson town. Two shadows ran for the far back door, and one stayed on the ground. And the dog as well. But the cat was cool and he never said a mumbling word. Two shadows ran from the bar that night, and a dog and a cat ran too. And the tires got hot on the pickup truck as down the road they flew. It was Della and her lover and a dog named Jake and a cat named Kalamazoo. Left Tucson in a pickup truck, gonna make some dreams come true.
You know, far be it from me to tell Mr. Axton how to do his job, but who on earth gives rye to a cat? Okay, they're bad enough to start with. You get one hopped up on rye, oh my goodness. That's from 1979, Della and the Dealers. 744 News is coming up next.
Our move to Main Street is getting closer and savings are getting bigger. March 17th through 22nd, take 20% off everything in our Church Street location. That's right, 20% off sofas, recliners, beds, and more. These deals won't last, and once we move, they're gone. Stop by A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street before March 22nd and save big. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It's 7:45. We're at 24 degrees. Time for a news update with Caitlin O'Connell, and is brought to you by the Philback family of dealerships, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and by Chats, Feed, Seed, and Such.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Today is Saturday, March 22nd. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Governor Tony Evers is seeking applicants for the Dane County Circuit Court Branch 8. The appointment will fill a vacancy being created by Judge Frank D. Remington's retirement, effective May 3rd. The new judge will complete a term ending July 31st of 2026. To apply, email completed application forms and supporting materials to govjudicialappointments@wisconsin.gov. Applications must be submitted by 5 o'clock Monday evening, March 31st. The application can be found on the Apply to Serve page on Governor Evers' website at evers.wi.gov. Applicants with questions about the judicial selection process may contact the Governor's Office of Legal Counsel at 608-266-1212. The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its February 2025 Wisconsin Real Estate Report, highlighting a promising improvement in sales during the off-peak season while continuing to see the market struggle to keep up with an excess of demand. In February, compared to the same month in 2024, Wisconsin home sales increased 7%, more than three times the rate of growth in January. Additionally, the median price increased to $304,900, which is a 10.9% increase over the 12 months. Overall, the sales and median prices in February reinforced that competition for buyers is high, and the market favors the sellers. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has announced over $6.3 million in funding through the Specialized Transit Program to help improve transportation services for seniors and people with disabilities across the state. 58 agencies across Wisconsin will receive a portion of the funding. Approved projects include things like mobility management initiatives that coordinate and connect people with area transportation services, as well as increasing capacity. The Center for Independent Living will receive the largest award at over $423,000. A proposal meant to help farmers keep sandhill cranes from destroying their crops can now be brought up in the Wisconsin State Legislature. The proposal would allow farmers to receive financial assistance for purchasing a bird repellent. According to State Representative Paul Tittle, the repellent is a seed coating that spoils the taste of the seeds for the sandhill cranes, which would drive them away from other crops. The proposal would also allow farmers to apply for crop damage funding because of the birds. Students in area school districts have been busy. The Richland Center High School Forensic students who competed at the district meet last weekend qualified for state competition to be held Friday, April 11th at UW-Madison. These students have dedicated countless hours to perfecting their performances. Those advancing to state include Riley Banker in radio speaking, Mara K. Delagrave, Aubrey Hillesheim, Madeline Huber, Sophia Ringelstetter, Ryan Stadler, and Devin Woodhouse in play acting, Ethan Gold and Lucy Joyce in Farrago, Brindolyn Knable and Cassidy Mancilla in demonstration, and Melanie Shannon and Ella Statler in poetry. In the Riverdale School District, a portion of its Health Occupation Students of America group recently visited the Richland Hospital and Clinics for a career day. Students had the opportunity to get hands-on experience with the various medical equipment, from blood pressure cuffs to intravenous therapy devices. Equally valuable was the Q&A session at the end, where hospital staff took the time to answer all of the students' questions about the wide range of healthcare careers represented. Ithaca School District Career Development Event teams completed in the South Central CDE is in Janesville. Teams competing were wildlife, livestock evaluation, vet science, milk products, dairy evaluation, and poultry science. Annabeth Sprecher placed first in livestock evaluation, and Carrick Thompson placed fifth in milk products. The team took fourth place in milk products and 10th in livestock evaluation. The full team traveled to Platteville on Thursday. The Kickapoo Area Schools Drama Club will present Peter Pan again tonight at 7 o'clock in the Kickapoo High School Auditorium. This two-act play will bring to life the magical story of the boy who never grew up, with all of your favorite characters, from Peter and Wendy to Captain Hook and Tinkerbell. Cost of admission is $5 for adults, $3 for students and seniors, and free for children 5 and under. The Riverdale Community's Education Foundation will host an 8-pin bowling tournament on Sunday at Boscobel Bowl and Banquet. Greg Kinney is the president of the foundation.
It's a busy day. We have two bowling shifts, 11 and 1:30. 11 o'clock is filling up quickly. There's still some room on the second shift, so we're still willing to take more people, that's for sure. But it's a busy day. We have a bucket raffle, we have 50-50 raffle, silent auction, door prizes for everybody that bowls. So it's a fun day, relaxing, you know, people, you don't have to be a good bowler to bowl. Just come and have some fun and have a chance to win some stuff and enjoy the day.
Cost to bowl is $15. Proceeds raised support teachers' projects for the classroom.
First week in May when we're going to be giving out our awards, next Monday, the application forms will go out to all the teachers, and they'll have 3.5 weeks to figure out what they want and get them sent back to us, and then we'll go through them and hand out as much as we can. Last year it was over $18,000, and that was our best day by far, so we're happy to do it, but it takes these fundraisers, like, you know, this weekend, and then the golf one is the first weekend in August, and so they're very important for everything we do to help keep raising money.
To register for the Riverdale Community's Education Foundation 8-pin bowling tournament, you can call Greg Kinney at 608-537-2359 or Boscobel Bowl and Banquet at 608-375-2200. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reminds students to apply now for the next Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council. Applications will be accepted through March 31st. The goals of the council are to highlight agricultural-related careers, share resources available for farmers, provide insight in agricultural policy development, and increase network opportunities for students. The council meets virtually each month of the school year to listen to presentations, engage in discussions, and connect with professionals across the agriculture industry. DACAP seeks to have 15 members on the council from across the state. Students who will be seniors during the 2025-2026 school year should apply. To apply, students need to complete an application electronically, including a brief essay and 1-minute video explaining their current involvement in agriculture and their future goals. Members serve 1 year on the Wisconsin Agriculture Youth Council and receive a certificate at the end of their term. To learn more and to access the application, visit agyouthcouncil.wi.gov.
Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships. At Philbeck's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philbeck's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family. Because someday, it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philbeck locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philbeck.com. Keep it in the family with Philbeck's, and remember, we've always got your back.
Today is Saturday, March 22nd. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70 of Boscobel, died on March 8th. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock today at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home today from 9 until the time of the service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. For Charles E., Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel. Robert James Wieland, 88, of Casanova, formerly of Racine, died February 25th at home. A memorial service will be held today at noon at the Wilson Funeral Home in Racine. Burial with military honors will take place at West Lawn Memorial Park. Friends may call at the Wilson Funeral Home today from 11 until the time of the service at noon. Memorials may be made to the River Valley Veterinary Clinic in Reedsburg to assist individuals in caring for their pets. Robert James Wieland, 88, of Casanova, formerly of Racine. Delbert J. Banker, 89, of Rockbridge Township, died on Monday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel today from 11 until the time of the service at 1. For Delbert J. Banker, 89, of Rockbridge Township. Jody Canoy Harris, 80, of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday at home. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 1 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Monday from 11 until the time of the service at 1. Jody Canoy Harris, 80, of Baraboo, formerly of Richland Center. Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain, died March 7th in Grand Rapids, Michigan. A funeral mass will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, with burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church on Tuesday from 9 until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with their arrangements. Of Magdalene M. Maggie Lomasny, 85, of Plain. Jamie Lynn Harris, 68, of Lone Rock, died on Wednesday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. For Jamie Lynn Harris, 68, of Lone Rock.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's Apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet, we appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. ABC News is sponsored on WRCO-FM by Prem Meats, your upscale retail meat market with two locations to serve you even better in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. A meat processing, grocery, heat and eat, cheese, gifts, catering, liquor, wine, and beer company, Prem Meats.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump told reporters he did not sign the order deporting suspected Venezuelan gang members, even though his signature is on the document in the Federal Register. Meanwhile, during a hearing Friday, a judge called the deportation order troublesome and problematic. Earlier Friday, the president was asked about not showing any evidence that the group deported were suspected gang members.
Well, that's what the law says, and that's what our country needs, because they allowed millions of people to come into our country.
Boxing legend George Foreman's died. He was 76. Foreman was best known for losing to Muhammad Ali in the iconic Rumble in the Jungle. He recaptured the heavyweight crown at age 45 and also made millions selling electric grills branded with his name. Europe's busiest travel hub, England's Heathrow Airport, is once again fully operational after 2 days of disruption caused by a power substation fire. This is ABC News. ABC News obtained body-worn camera audio from the deaths of Oscar winner Gene Hackman and his wife in New Mexico.
I'm Leonard. I'm with the Santa County Sheriff's Office.
In this newly obtained audio, deputies were at Gene Hackman's house after the body